T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you're on board on this Valentine's Day, this Thursday, February 14th of 2019. I'm Bill Michaels. You can track me down over on Twitter at Bill underscore Michaels, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. You want to get a hold of Joe, maybe wish him well on his groin pull from last night, whatever late night dreams he had that gave him the groin pull. And if you want to get a hold of us over there on the Facebook fan page, you can. The debate rages on regarding Antonio Brown as well. Just posted that story, that blog post, a little while ago. If you want to check that out, simply go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Everything's at the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can also find us on the Radio.com Sports app. That's Radio.com Sports. And you can download it, and everything regarding the program, favorite us, but everything regarding the program is right there at your fingertips. It is that simple. So we got into the discussion with Stephen Watson a little bit about Bucks basketball. And last night, big night last night for the Milwaukee Bucks, because not only does Giannis just explode, but you also now, as it stood before going into the game, you have the best record in the NBA. The best record in the NBA. The Bucks are 43-14. There are seasons in which we were hoping they'd get to 40 wins. They are 43-14. 43-14. There you go. Let that sink in there for a minute. 43-14.
They're already guaranteed a winning season.
Already have a winning season. 25 games to go. 25 games to go. 43-14.
They'd have to be 17-8 in order to get to 60 wins.
Which is extremely doable. If you had to say pick the losses for the remainder of the season, I'm going to say there's five. 62 wins is what I'm looking at. See, unless there's significant injury, but 62 wins is what I'm looking at for this ball club. 43-14, two games better, by the way, than the Golden State Warriors. Two losses better than the Toronto Raptors, who are a game back. The Bucks are now just a tick under double digits when it comes to point differential per game wins. They are 23-5 at home, 20-9 on the road. 23-5 at home, 20-9 on the road. They, going to the remainder of their schedule, have 19 home games left. Or is that right? No, that's not right. 12 home games left.
But the cool thing about this, if you look at the schedule, seven of their last 10 games in the regular season are at home, including three straight home games to close out the season. You talk about a huge advantage. The Bucks usually get bad schedules in late March, early April,
right,
to close out the season. This year, I mean, they
13 left at the Fiserv Forum. 13 left at the Fiserv Forum,
which they've been practically unbeatable.
Right. So 13 of those games, let's say they lose two games. So that'll give them 11 more wins. So that would put them at 53, which means if they go even 500 or better on the road, they're going to end up with 60-plus wins easy. 60-plus wins easy. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime in. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Want to hear from you. Give us a shout. This team, watching Giannis play the way he is, and when we were talking to Stephen Watson a little bit earlier, Mirotić hasn't been on the court yet. And you hope that when they do come back after the All-Star break, he's ready to go. I mean, he's healthy. He's been sitting out a few weeks. He's got this entire next week coming up in which he's going to be hanging out, not doing much of anything but just rehabbing, getting himself ready for the stretch run, and then the postseason for this Bucks team. I mean, I don't know if you're in the realization of where this team is at, but this is impressive. You're talking about a 60-plus win team heading into the postseason. Exciting, exciting basketball right now. 855-830-8648. The scoreboard will go dark tomorrow or tonight. After tonight, everything begins to settle down. You do have games tonight. The Bucks 106-97 last night. And just a tremendous night.
Can I talk about that for a second? That game last night in the fourth quarter where the Bucks were down by 10.
Right.
With 9 minutes to go.
Ends up with his fifth triple-double of the season, too.
For anyone that, you know, criticizes Giannis that he doesn't take over games or... I mean, the thing was, the Bucks really this season have not been in too many situations where they have to come from behind to win a basketball game. Usually they're in control in the majority of these wins, but last night was a perfect example of Giannis stepping up, tagging the basket, dishing it to open shooters. He made the difference, and he hit his free throws late, and it sealed the deal for him. And then this is how special Giannis is. I mean, a game like that last night, again, just proves why this guy should be MVP.
The next time they play the Pacers is going to be on March 7th. The Bucks win that game. They will also have beaten the Pacers 3 out of 4 times this season. They will own the tiebreakers over them as well.
That is a pesky basketball team, though.
Yes, it is.
They, you know, even without Oladipo, they just have a lot of...
They're bangers, man.
Yeah, They play as a team. That there are no selfish players on that Pacers team. And there's, you know, just a lot of good guys, a lot of good veterans. Tyreek Evans makes a big difference. The addition of Wesley Matthews has helped. You know, Sabonis has been solid. Very, very good. And just up and down. They just have good role guys.
Bogdanović is another one.
Bogdanović had a big night last night. Yep. Another good player. That Pacers team, I don't think... Again, I don't know what they're going to do in the playoffs, but that is a team you don't want to sleep on. Whoever has to face Indiana in the first round, possibly in the second round, I would not sleep on that team.
Did Chris Middleton impress you at all last night?
No.
Dishing out had six boards and 5 assists?
The only thing I was really happy about was that 3 he made late in the corner. Beyond that, Chris Middleton, every time I see him miss a shot, I just shake my head. I think a lot of Bucks fans can relate to it. Anytime you see Chris Middleton miss a layup like he did last night, he missed a couple of easy layups.
Right.
Every time you see him miss a wide open 3, this just goes back to the point, why should the Bucks be forced to pay this guy max money? Why?
I think the only way you're forced to do it is if you choose to do it.
He's not reliable. That's the problem with Middleton.
There may be teams that force them to maybe spend a little more money. They may say, we're just going to cause Milwaukee to spend some more money, but I
like Middleton, but the guy is way too streaky, and you just don't know what Middleton's going to show up. And, you know, last week, or I should say, well, Sunday, over the weekend, I'm trying to go back here, on that back-to-back, you know, they purposely rested Chris Middleton against Dallas because they wanted to make sure he was ready for the Magic game at home. You know, they knew that they were going to rest Giannis. So everyone else coming off that back-to-back going into Saturday night's game against Orlando, yeah, they were a little tired. But the one guy that wasn't tired was Chris Middleton. that was the guy that I wanted to expect a little bit more from, and he went, what, like 4 of 18 from the field against Orlando?
Right.
And he had rest.
Mm-hmm.
He had rest. You needed that guy to answer the call with Giannis being down. He didn't do it. He didn't do it.
855-830-8648. Just a general question. And I am, you know, for the hardcore Bucks fans that say we don't talk enough Bucks, this is going to bore you. It really is. This portion of the program, and I hate to say it, but it will. But as the casual fan, are you now into it? Are you now, look, I'm not saying that you're going to pay attention to the All-Star game. Okay, that's not what I'm asking. But are you now officially into it? Are you on board? That's the only question.
You know what, Bill? I feel like for me, I'm getting tired of asking this question, because if you have not been paying attention to the Bucks, then you might as well just not pay attention to them at all for the rest of the season. You should not be allowed to jump on the bandwagon in the playoffs. If you are not aware of what the Milwaukee Bucks are putting together right now, each and every night, I mean, we're more than halfway through the season now. We're at the All-Star break. We only have a couple months left here.
Mm-hmm.
You should know by now how impressive this basketball team is, and they're still not at full strength because Mirotić, we haven't even seen him and how he's going to fit in all of this.
Yeah, that's where I'm really interested to see how much he adds and where he gets his minutes. You know, I mean, Brook Lopez has probably been one of the best signings of the season for any team, and he's cooled a little bit at times. You know, how much does Mirotić take away from the minutes of Brook Lopez or Ersan how they work in?
I think right now, and I know Ersan's been playing better as of late, and it's been good to see, but Ersan's minutes, I'd like to think, are going to get slashed because of Mirotić, because they're the same position.
Mm-hmm.
They're both stretch fours, and Mirotić is 50 times better than Ersan. So I think Ersan Ilyasova is going to lose minutes. I don't know if he's going to be just a bench warmer going forward, but that's the first guy I'd like to think is going to lose minutes for this team.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I have no idea what they're going to do between DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown. I don't know how this is going to play out. But Mirotić is going to need at least 25 minutes a game coming off that bench.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be very easy to rotate him between Brook Lopez or Giannis, depending on what kind of lineup you want to put out on the court and what the other team is putting out there. But Mirotić will get at least 25 minutes a night, at least.
855-830-8648. Want your thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks and how things are going as this team sits for a little while, they rest, they get ready for the second portion, the unofficial second portion of the season. We will talk to all of you that are on hold. Hang in there. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Sound arrogant and cocky, because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to low, they got to double team me. They got, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays. Not getting points, from making plays.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much, as always. That's Giannis talking after the game. Guys trying to stop him, shut him down. Can't be done. But Giannis took that one over last night. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical, they know it's going to eventually get warm out. You're going to want to get out. You're going to want to move around. But today is Valentine's Day, and if the activity's indoors, not getting it done, maybe you're a little bit tired, putting on weight, or if you're dealing with the sexual health problem of erectile dysfunction, you got to call them. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center. 98% success rate treating guys with ED. That's 98%. And without all the nasty side effects of the pharmaceutical companies. If you're sluggish and you're moody and the brain fog and all that kind of stuff that goes with it. Low, as far as the energy goes. Just stop over and check it out. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers tested. Neumel helped me out with that big time, and you don't have to buy as well into the winter fat garbage. You can start losing that spare tire right now. Get on the health and wellness bandwagon. T-shirt season right around the corner. Neumel's all-in-one weight loss program is for you. I'm down over 50. You can too. Call the Neumel Medical Center today. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Milwaukee and Green Bay. 414-455-4451. Neumel Medical Center. The Bucks. Are you a believer for the casual fan looking over the fence? Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Let's go to Doug listening to us in Green Bay. Doug, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I've been watching quite a few Bucks games since the beginning of the season, and to me, the biggest difference from the past couple of years, you know, you got Bledsoe. He's bought into the team, and he's playing like a team player. And you got Lopez come on. But here, the backup players that they have on that team right now that are contributing, you don't have to have Chris Middleton having 20 points every night. If he does, that's just great. That's gravy. You got Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson and a handful of other players that come in. Those guys are possibly, you know, they're like legitimate starters on other teams, on lesser teams.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, you had to rely on a Della Vadova and a John Henson to get you 15, 20 points. That was an aberration if that was going to happen.
Right.
And now it happens every game. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
You got viable backups on the team now.
They have, we talked about this a little bit earlier when we had Stephen Watson. I appreciate the phone call. That when you got Mirotić and company sitting on the bench and George Hill and some of these guys, you've got guys that could be starting on other teams coming off of the bench and giving you depth. And that's where this team excels. I mean, they're very good with your starting five, but where your team excels is because their bench depth is so sustainable. They've got experienced players. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Chad listening to us in Appleton. Chad, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Good. Hey, I believe in the Bucks. This has been a special season, and I hope all Wisconsin gets on board with the Bucks. My son's 11 years old. He's a big basketball fan, and we've really been watching the games all season and been bonding at a deeper level just in our father-son relationship because of the Bucks. So I actually went to a game. It was happened to be the Magic game last Saturday night. So, unfortunately, you know, Giannis didn't play and the Bucks didn't have a good game. But I'm looking forward to seeing what this team will do. I guess I'm a little concerned once they get to the playoffs, though, because if they're not shooting well, then it's all on Giannis to carry the team. And most nights they've been good this season, but when they're off like they were against the Magic, it can get ugly. So, you know, I get a little concerned when I think about a Philadelphia or a Boston or maybe even Toronto or Indiana. If the Bucks aren't shooting well, then it's on Giannis, and he'll get double or triple teamed, and what then? That's my only concern with the Bucks right now.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. The concern is obviously injury. The concern is can they get out of the first round? I think most people believe that if this team does get out of the first round, they're on their way. They're on their way. Agree or disagree? That if this team gets out of the first round, they are on their way. No doubt. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free. A lot of people really, really, really excited about what the Bucks have offering right now and what's going down at the Fiserv Forum as far as this team getting wins, the way this team plays, the joy that they play with. I've got a lot of people that have tweeted that says it's just fun to watch. They're having a lot of fun playing basketball. We haven't seen that in a while. They're having a lot of fun just playing basketball, and you're absolutely right. You know, last night, I mean, Budenholzer was putting his planned trip to Costa Rica on hold and joking about it, saying, oh, this is where we're at. This is great. And, you know, I'm glad I don't have to go to Costa Rica, which was kind of funny because it certainly sounds nice with all this snow sitting outside our windows. But this is a guy that's having fun. He's telling the guys in one of the postgame interviews, he said he told his team, you know, hey, if you guys really, really want to make me mad, take away my Costa Rica trip. And they were doing it. He said that at the beginning of the season. They were doing that. Guys are all bought in. It's just, I don't know. You can't, it's palpable. The energy in the city of Milwaukee and for Bucks Nation, wherever it may be. And I know, look, if I'm sitting here talking to you right now and you're in La Crosse or you're in Eau Claire, you're in Wausau, you're probably rolling your eyes going, enough with the Bucks already. Just tell me about the Packers. I want to know about the Brewers, maybe what's going on with the Badgers. But there's a lot of people that are gradually looking over the fence going, okay, what did they do last night? Did the Bucks play last night? Oh, yeah, they took on Indiana. Oh, they were down by 10. Oh, Giannis brought them back. Okay, great. Boy, another win. You're starting to follow them more and more and more. 855-830-8648. BJ DeGroote, co-host of BJ and the Barra, 95.3 and 99.1 FM, the Score in Appleton, going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends that are taking us down to spring training. I've been telling you for a while about the gang that does so much for us at Coach's Pub and Grill. Cornet and his whole staff. You can usually find Cornet sitting at the end of the bar, hanging out with a great staff of bartenders and servers over there. They're the home of the Big Boy Burger. Go in and get the Big Boy Platter. That way you get the crinkle-cut fries, maybe a little coleslaw, some pickles, you're good to go. But the Big Boy Burger is what it's all about. Plus, they have terrific fish fries on the weekend, on Friday nights. Lots of televisions, friendly service. South 13th Street in Milwaukee. That is our friends over at Coach's Pub and Grill. Speaking of a great place, if you're heading downtown, now maybe you're going tonight, maybe you're going this weekend, but it's Valentine's Day. Going to do a little Italiana. Go over to the Calderon Club, Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne. Tell them I sent you. Call up right now. Make some reservations. Or we will see you down there on Friday night as the Flat Out Friday, the Mama Tried event is coming up down at the UWM Panther Arena. So we're all going to gather down at San Giorgio, the only Napoletana pizzeria, the authentic. There's only 67 in the country. We have one right here in our own backyard. It's down on Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right next to the Calderon Club. That's San Giorgio Pizzeria. Come on in. And get the Bill Michaels. They pair it up with Cider Boys, the first press from Point Brewing, which is up in Stevens Point. You can get the San Giorgio pizza. That's really good. But stop down and get some authentic Napoletana pizza coming up this weekend if you're going to do the date night for Valentine's Day. And they have some really cool stuff dessert-wise for Valentine's Day as well. So go to San Giorgio and tell Gino we said hi. And don't forget about Point Brewing and the Cider Boys. They got some great stuff there. And then our friends over at Usinger, they have the meat boxes, the cheese platters. They got everything for every occasion, every big party you happen to have coming up. Maybe you're going to do something even for tailgating is right around the corner. Don't forget about the Usinger brats and hot dogs and the pretzel buns and all. It's all so good. That is our friends at Usinger. Go to Usinger, 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 and check it out for yourself. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We continue on the Bill Michaels Show. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. You want to track us down on Twitter, do it. @Bill_Michaels @RadioJoeSports. You can always find everything over at BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. You can get a hold of us on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MillHockeyTalkLine, 855-830-8648. And you can also find us on the Radio.com Sports app. Download that, should you choose to do so. And to talk more about a little bit of everything, BJ DeGroote, co-host of BJ and the Bear on 95.3 and 99.1 FM, the Score in Appleton. BJ, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. I'm a little concerned, though, about the bumper coming in for me. I'm not a loser.
That's a rotational song, and sometimes it's just like how it. You spin the wheel, I guess.
I like it.
So let's first of all start with this Milwaukee Bucks team going into the All-Star break, best record in the NBA. But a lot of people have kept waiting for the other shoe to fall, and it just simply hasn't. If there is a chink in the armor with this team, what is it?
Yeah, that skepticism across the board, I think, for Bucks fans is now turning to, can they win a playoff series? I think that's what's next. They've done everything you want to see in the regular season. Maybe maintaining that top spot in the East is of concern, but I think the experience for this team come playoff time is major concerning across the board for a lot of Bucks fans. I'm still a little curious about the bench and how things shake out. Obviously, it gets strengthened when Mirotić is able to get back into the rotation coming off that injury and, well, debut for the first time for the Bucks. But I think there are some questions about the experience off the bench. What is DJ Wilson going to look like in the playoffs? He's been awfully good this year in the regular season. But, I think we're starting to now turn our attention to, can this team win a first-round series, and I think expectations are at the least to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But again, you have to get past that first hurdle, And I think that's winning a first-round playoff game.
I would agree. I think a lot of people will come pouring through the dam once they end up winning that first round, and then people will become hardcore believers. So we had Sean Devaney on yesterday, and Sean Devaney, I asked him about the expectation for the Brewers and or for the Bucks, and he said Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, which kind of made me shake my head a little bit going, what? Wait a minute, we're talking about the Bucks here? There are outside people saying this team's a finals team. They firmly believe it, and it's a team that it could actually match up pretty well against Golden State. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the numbers, and the numbers just continue to jump out at you. Rating across the league, the best point differential, and they're doing it from a couple of different areas. They can beat you from outside. And the difference is, and you know, a lot of people will knock Jason Kidd, but look at the weapons that Mike Budenholzer has now to spread the floor. You've opened it up for Giannis, for Eric Bledsoe to be able to penetrate and kick. And you know, you look at Giannis again last night. You look at his numbers throughout the course of the season. That's the big difference. And I'll point to Brook Lopez. And just the way he opens things out and stretches the floor. You add now Mirotić to the fold. He's yet to play, and we talk like he's going to be a huge difference maker. It sure feels like he's going to be a great fit. They're able to spread the floor. They're able to beat you a bunch of different ways. They don't drop back-to-back games. I just don't know what is left for them to accomplish here in the regular season to convince Bucks fans anymore that, look, this team is for real. And you mentioned nationally, this team may be a favorite to contend, like you said, with the Warriors and even push the Warriors in the finals.
How many Bucks fans are there roaming through the streets of Appleton?
Well, you know, our last census poll, overwhelming. I think whatever the population here is in the greater Fox Cities area, there's a lot of love for the Bucks. And you look at the connection with the Wisconsin Herd in Oshkosh. That you're seeing it night in and night out at Herd games, whether it's Herd apparel with guys coming down. We've seen Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, Christian Wood is lighting things up as well. There's a lot of love here in the Fox Valley, and that's an easy connection with the Wisconsin Herd and the Bucks. And, you know, we see it on the Brewers side with the Timber Rattlers as well and the Crew.
That was going to be my next question. Moving on to the Brewers, I know today, believe it or not, out in Arizona, they got some rain, so the field's been tarped pretty much all day. But when you look at the Brewers coming into this season, the question is, can Craig Counsell push all the right buttons, and can they repeat what they did last year without really a true number one and being able to do it with, quote, the starters and or out-getters? Is this the sign of the times for the Milwaukee Brewers, or is this something that last year was just a magical run and they're really going to struggle this year as the rest of the league catches up to them?
I think it was a combination of a couple of things. The out-getters and the way they approached pitching last year, I think, was from necessity. Once they broke camp, they had to come up with a plan. They just didn't have the starters to do it. If, and there's a lot of big ifs here, if Jimmy Nelson can return to form like 2 years ago, if they can get Corbin Burns stretched out, I think they're in a lot better shape as far as the starting staff is concerned. I'm still a little skeptical with no frontline starter. And look, his numbers last year bared it out for Yolis Chacin. He was the number one and probably deserved to be one if you looked at his numbers. But I still think once we got into the playoffs that we're sitting here going, boy, can we trust Yolis Chacin when everything's on the line? For a vast majority of the regular season last year, you could. If he has another year like he did last year, it was a career year. A couple of guys had really big career years last year. You hope they can find a way to replicate it. I think they're in a little bit better position, like I said, with starting pitching. The bullpens, you know, they change year in and year out, but they have a lot of the same pieces there. You look at concerns at second base. I know Mike Moustakas, his name is floated out there as coming back. They have a lot of pieces coming back. I think Craig Counsell is the guy to lead it and get it done. You're on this doorstep. You have the momentum. That's the secret. That's the key. Can you keep it riding? And I think the Brewers do this year.
Talking with BJ DeGroat, co-host of BJ and the Bear on 95.3 and also 99.1 FM, the Score up in Appleton. So now we turn our sights to Green Bay. And down here, we were talking about, Antonio Brown. He obviously has already tweeted out that he wants out of Pittsburgh, officially now asking for a trade. Would he be a good fit in your mind in Green Bay?
Boy, that's a good one. That's the question now. I know Le'Veon Bell has been floated out there as well, but Antonio Brown, look, he's a playmaker. What's been the knock on the Green Bay Packer wide receivers? They can't win one-on-one battles outside of Davante Adams.
Right.
I think about that now. You put Davante on one side, Antonio on the other. I think you're immediately in the mix to come out of the NFC or at least change things around offensively. It's a weapon that would be there. There are concerns, obviously, with Antonio Brown just being disgruntled and not showing up for the biggest game of the year for the Steelers. That seemed petty from the outside. What have we always said when guys come into Green Bay? Is he a Green Bay guy? Does he fit the culture? I really don't care about that. If the guy can play, and it can't argue that Antonio Brown is not one of the top five receivers in the league, what's it going to cost? That's what it's going to come down to. What's it going to cost to get him out of Pittsburgh? And are you willing to do that? We've seen Brian Gutekunst willing to push some buttons. Maybe this is a button to kind of say to Packer fans, to kind of say to this team, look, we're in it, and we're in it to win it right now.
I'm not saying they need a splash, but do you get the sense that Brian Gutekunst, with some of that money that he has, is going to go get somebody that is going to immediately adrenalize the Packers, not only the fan nation, but the guys inside that locker room as well?
Absolutely. And whether it's on offense or defense, you have to. You have to find a way to turn that page from last year. I think there's a lot of people that still sit in the back of their head. I mean, last year was just an awful year. The last 2 years, really. And that's the standard that has been set now in Green Bay. And not only playoffs, you're supposed to compete for world championships year in and year out. Whether that's realistic or not, that's probably a discussion for another time. But absolutely, this may be a way to turn the page and to freshen up that locker room and say, look, this is different. And I think they started that by moving on from Mike McCarthy. I think you can do that on the player side by going out and getting a big name.
Yeah, I get the sense that there's a lot of defensive players in this draft, but nothing beats experience. I think if you're going to continually talk about a pass rusher, you have got to get somebody with some kind of experience that can at least be the opposite to a guy that maybe you draft, because I just think that those are the guys that have already figured out the NFL a little bit. Is Jadeveon Clowney a guy that's going to be on the market? Is he a guy you would look at?
Certainly. I mean, there are a lot of guys from that outside pass rush perspective. You mentioned the draft, but the experience, you can't duplicate it. Like you said, it's the risk reward with the draft. I mean, you get a guy, it could be a home run, could be a J.J. Watt type of guy, but you guarantee yourself, I think, immediate turnaround and immediate reward on your investment if you go out and get a guy like Jadeveon Clowney. I'm a little skeptical. Because it took him a little bit to kind of figure it out in the NFL. But now he's lathered up. I think he's ready to go and really have a heck of a second end to his career. So certainly, Jadeveon Clowney is a guy that should be on Packer fans' radars.
Good stuff, BJ. We certainly appreciate it. Love you guys being an affiliate up there in Appleton. Always love getting up that way too, okay?
So do we. We'll have you up sometime this summer.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon, pal.
Right on. Appreciate it, Bill.
BJ and the Bear right there. BJ DeGroat. He is with 95.3 and 99.1 FM, the score in Appleton, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Do not forget, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, do what I did, and that is go see the guys over at and girls at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. See the selection that they have. Go to vanhornauto.com, and you will see the vehicles that qualify for the 90-day test drive. And it's exactly the way it sounds. Take it for 90 days. If you love it, keep it. You can get up to $2,000 off. If you don't, bring it back. No questions asked. No further commitment. You are good to go. It's the 90-day test drive. It's only from Van Horn Auto. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. 16 dealerships, locations all over the state. They also have some beyond the borders. Not kidding. That's vanhornauto.com. See everything that they offer, because that's where I went to get my new vehicle, and I highly recommend you go there as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Going to talk some D3 college hoops and a bizarre story out of Florida I got to get to at some point here during the show. There are some real freaks that live in Florida. We're going to tell you about one of them. That's coming up as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hey, I want to remind you, Wisconsin's very own Cousin Subs, they partner with UW Athletics to bring you Bucky's Got Game, the sweepstakes. Badgers fans can enter daily through February 18th at CousinSubs.com/Badgers. And you're eligible. That's CousinSubs.com/Badgers. You're eligible for a chance to win the Ultimate Badger Fan Grand Prize. That's a weekend pass for two to the conference championship tournament. Basketball, by the way. In Chicago, March 13th through the 17th this year. That's including a three-night hotel stay and a $500 travel stipend. Cousin Subs, they believe in better, and they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Get back to the phone calls, talking some Bucks basketball. And if I got time, there are some freaks that live in Florida. That's all I have to say. Let's get to it. Let's go to Scott listening to us in Cudahy. Scott, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you and your blushing bride. I hope you're going to do something special.
We'll figure something out, that's for sure. If not today, we'll do something this weekend.
Hey, I am confused. I'll admit, I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm one of those guys you can say who's looking over the fence watching this. I'm not used to this. I mean, I have not been this interested or excited since George Collin, the Big Three. I mean, this is unreal. And, yeah, if they can get through the first round, they have a good shot of winning it all. And I said, I see Giannis as the MVP. What do you think about Budenholzer as possibly coach of the year?
Absolutely. I think he's probably right now the front runner, to be honest with you. Look at where the expectations were. You know, get to 40, 50 games, get yourself into the postseason, get the first round playoff win. That was kind of the thought. They're going to end up with 60-plus wins. At least we believe they will. They do that. That far exceeds the expectations. Heck yeah. From what they did last year to this year, and one of the biggest differences was Brooke Lopez and Budenholzer. Hell yeah, Budenholzer should win it.
Like I said, I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm more a NASCAR fan. I'm a Packers fan. I don't have cable. I had to get rid of financial reasons. So I plan on listening to the 21:25 this afternoon. Kind of a downside. I'm on my way out to the cemetery to see the wife, but other than that, no, I'm stoked. I listen to the game when I can, and I'm not used to this. I'm just not used to the Bucks being this good, just like I wasn't used to Bruce. Quick question, Bill, before I leave. What would this city do if the Bucks make it to the championship and win it, and the Brewers come back and win the World Series? This town would come totally unhinged.
We may just pound something around the entire route of the city and then float off into Lake Michigan and enjoy an island paradise. It would just get nuts. Appreciate the phone call. I can't imagine it. Years ago, when I used to do the cruises, which, by the way, we don't work with any travel companies anymore. We should work with a travel company. I used to take cruises every year. You should take anywhere from 30 to 100 listeners. We had a blast sailing the Caribbean every year. But there was a gentleman on one year. He was probably in his 50s, 60s. This was probably 10, 15 years ago. And he was telling me that he was in town as a kid when the Braves won the World Series. And he remembers because his dad had taken him to one of the pubs on Wisconsin Avenue, downtown Milwaukee. And all he remembered was his dad had to put him up on his shoulders because bars were rolling empty beer kegs, the barrels, down the middle of the street. And people were barrel rolling and cheering. And he said people were tearing up papers and throwing them into the air for confetti, and there were streamers and people just hugging each other. He said he remembered his dad just walking by and hugging random people and, you know, Braves fans, and it was pandemonium when they won the World Series. I can't imagine what it would be like, and I'm not just talking Milwaukee. You know, there's the five counties that have a vested interest in this because of the monetary aspect of Miller Park, but the way I see people when I travel, people in La Crosse, people in Wausau, Stevens Point, people in Green Bay, Elkhart Lake, Sheboygan, you know, all over. I mean, hell, we've got people that listen to this program up in Superior and love it, and they've become Brewers fans because of it. You know, same thing with people. I mean, I said this last night in a post that between Door County, Kenosha, parts of Racine, and all of Lake Geneva, those should all just be annexed to Illinois. We should just put some tolls up there so they feel comfortable. But hell, even some of those people have become Brewers fans. They've taken it, you know, kind of as their second team, so to speak. I can't imagine what it would be like if the Brewers won a World Series. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Craig, listening to us in West Dallas. Craig, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Big Unit, how's it going?
I'm doing well, buddy. What's up?
Just out here on the roads, hauling salt for all these little communities.
There you go.
But, the Bucks are for real, man. I've been a Bucks fan since I was five. I'm 53 years old, so I've seen the good and the bad. And this is definitely one of the deepest teams I ever seen. And like I said, every night is somebody else. And they don't have to rely on Giannis to make to get a triple-double. I mean, they pull him out some, most of the time when he's ready to have one, and he sits on the bench for the fourth quarter. He could have more, 30 triple-doubles if he was if James Harden. He probably would.
If he had to play you that know. Many minutes, yeah, but I would, you know
and
what?
At the end of the season, he'd be wore out and he wouldn't be able to do nothing.
No, I agree. I completely agree. I'd rather sacrifice a couple triple doubles than to have him have dead legs come the end of the postseason. Appreciate the phone call. I completely agree. Look, everybody knows Giannis's greatness, right? He doesn't have to have a triple double for you to realize how great he is. So to me, sacrifice the triple doubles. Put him on the bench. Let him rest his legs. The less he takes the pounding, the better off he is. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Would the Brewers be making a mistake if we switch over to Brewers chatter if they don't sign and bring back Moose, Mike Moustakas? Everybody seems to think that they're going to do it. You know what I mean? Would they be making a mistake if Moose is not back on this team? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. More right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.